will be my witnesses, part three. Okay? We are in a season now where the atmosphere is very good to be his witness, to share the gospel, right? And to lead them to Christ. Because now, next week, this week is last week for November. Next week will be December. And as soon as we hit December, you know, the Christmas season, right? Carol season, right? And this season, many people are lonely, extra lonely, right? So I think their heart is softened and the harvest is plentiful. So we can easily go out and meet people and share Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 All right. So let's look at our scriptures today. I want to talk about four greats. Four greats. Okay? Listen to this now. Great commitment to the great commandments and to the great commission will produce great church. Four greats. Okay? Can you repeat after me? Great commitment.
Great commitment.
One more time. Great commitment.
Great commitment.
To the great commandment.
To the great commandment.
And to the great commission.
And to the great commission.
Will produce.
Will produce.
Great church.
Great church.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In the entire Bible, we know there are two greats. Great commandment and great commission by our Lord Jesus Christ. Both of them are directly from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we become what we are committed to. Is that right? If you are spending many hours, like 3-5 hours, you know, on a soccer, if you go outside and play soccer, just 3, 5, or 7 hours, every day you are spending lots of hours just playing soccer or basketball, or whatever that is, in certain sports. If you are committing, you become what you are committed to. Maybe not national player, but you will be good at, right? Because you become what you committed to. So your future, your destiny, actually depends on what you're committed to. Now, I want to introduce to you, including myself, okay? God has called us to become His great church. This church, the body of Christ, is glorious.
Amen.
Great, splendid. Amen. Above everything else. This is the true reality that exists in the whole universe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, I want us to see this vision of this body of Christ. Alright? Okay, so let's go to the great commandment. Before we go to great commission, which is my burden today to share with you the great commission from our Lord Jesus Christ. But first, we need to talk about great commandments. Because without loving the Lord, we cannot do His work. Right? Because it's not just a duty. It's not just obligation. But we do it out of love. We do it out of joy. We do it out of compelling of the Spirit. So let's first look at the great commandments. Now this is the most important scripture in the Bible, perhaps. Because this is God's commandment. The great commandment. Okay? Alright, what is it? Mark chapter 12, 29-30. Let's read it together. Begin. The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Amen. Read it one more time, please. Go ahead. The most important one, answered Jesus. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now this is the most important thing. Okay, God's economy is to dispense God Himself, the triune God, into us. So then what? So we can love Him. So we can enjoy Him. Hallelujah. Now we cannot love God with our own strength, with our own knowledge, with our own concept. No, we can only love God with His love. If we receive 50% of His love, we can love Him back with that 50% love that we have received. Oh, hallelujah. Everything depends on Him, not upon us. So we need to receive His love. Amen. We need to receive His life, receive His divine elements. Even his humanity, God-man, divinity plus humanity. We need to receive all about Him into us so that we can love Him back. Now, when we say love God with all your heart, you know, we tend to think, oh, this sounds hard. Loving. What does this mean anyway? Loving. Love God with all your heart, with your soul and mind and strength. So, it can sound really hard to understand, right? So I want to just shift the to replace the word love to enjoy, because love means enjoying. Okay, love means to enjoy. Now, here is my wife. I love her. Do you believe it? It doesn't matter. Believe it or not, I love her. Not because I love her. Guess what? I enjoy my wife. Every morning when I open my eyes, she's there. I enjoy her. I enjoy her presence. I enjoy her cooking food. Although sometimes it doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste good, but I enjoy it. Even fighting, even conflicting, I enjoy it. You say you fight with the Murphy, blah, blah, blah. I love your prophecy today, right? Even that, you know? The devil is behind blood, right? You know what? Sometimes it's good to be separated just for 1 or 2 days. And you will realize how precious she is. How precious she is. Sometimes it's worth it to be just bye-bye for 2 days. Oh, I miss you, honey. I'm sorry. I repent. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And you get more closer and more intimate. You say, when you love, you enjoy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look, God wants you to enjoy Him. So let's replace that word, love, the verse, verse 30, thank you. So verse just 30. Instead of word love, you put enjoy. All right? You ready? You ready, brothers? Sisters, are you ready? Okay, let's do it. Begin. Enjoy the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. With all your mind, with all your strength. Does this sound better? Perhaps understand a little bit better? Enjoy your God. Enjoy Jesus with all your heart. With all your soul, with your emotion. With all your mind. Focus. Enjoy Him. When you focus, fix your minds on Jesus, then you're going to enjoy Him. When you fix your mind and eyes on certain things of this world, the pleasures of this world, then you're going to suffer. The moment our eyes are away off from the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to suffer. So Bible says, fix your eyes on Jesus. That's loving. That's enjoying Jesus with your mind. Hallelujah. Even now, as I'm delivering the message, sharing the message, if your mind is somewhere else, oh, your mind is somewhere else in your bank. Kungmin Bank. How much do I have in my bank? Oh, when do I get the pay? Or your mind is somewhere in a favorite restaurant, pizza. Oh, Pizza Hut. Oh, there's no Pizza Hut in there. Is there is? You know, your mind is wandering somewhere. That's not enjoying. Enjoying Jesus, your mind fixed on Him. On Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now I want to give you some background to understand this. Now the background of this Mark chapter 11, 12 is this. Scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, religious leaders, they are arguing with Jesus Christ with certain matter. Do you understand? Now Sadducees, Pharisees, Scribes, now they are religious leaders. In those days they are respected people. They know the Bible. Do you understand? They are so religious people. They look so nice. But then they're arguing with Jesus. And they're not enjoying Jesus as their life and life supply. God does not want that kind of religious life. God wants a real loving and real enjoying life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if you and I, if we really enjoy Jesus Christ as our all-inclusive Christ, guess what? You will be His witnesses.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You will be His witnesses. Amen.
Amen.
Talk to somebody. You will be His witnesses.
Amen.
Oh, mercy. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So God wants you to enjoy. Now, another example I can give it to you in the Bible. You know, the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is talking about eating Jesus. In the book of Genesis, right, Genesis chapter 2, God puts man in front of tree of life. God wanted man, Adam, to eat the tree of life, to enjoy Jesus as a tree of life. In the book of Exodus, God wanted Israelite to eat him as a lamb, as a manna in the desert, and go to the good land. There are many other mineral forms, right? Do you have that? Do you have that, brother? The food? Oh, yeah, see? Eat Jesus as what? Let's read it. Eat Jesus as the? You say it. Eat Jesus as? The wheat. He's talking about His cross. Eat Jesus as the?
Barley.
Resurrection. Eat Jesus as the?
Wine.
Eat Jesus as the?
Fig tree.
Eat Jesus as?
Pomegranate.
Abundance. Eat Jesus as the? Olive oil was talking about fullness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God wants you and I to eat Jesus and taste him and know how good He is, to enjoy Him. That's how we love Him.
Amen.
Not out of religious activity or duty. Not because I'm a believer, I got to fulfill my duty, therefore I got to go to church on Sunday and just spend 1 hour, 2 hours. No, no. No. We have to stay on the core. Okay, which is to love Him with our whole heart, enjoy Him with our whole heart, with our emotion, right, our strength and everything. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. And in the New Testament, Jesus Christ came as a living bread. And we just had a Lord's table, right? So we have to enjoy Him as a living bread. Amen.
Amen.
So we enjoy Jesus as a living bread. We enjoy Jesus, even the revelation, we enjoy Jesus as a hidden manna, which will make us overcomers. Oh, Lord Jesus, even now as you are listening to the message, you are eating by saying amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are enjoying Jesus by saying amen.
Amen.
You are enjoying Jesus by saying the oh, Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay,
now let's go to the Great Commandments. We know that now. Let's go to the Great Commission. All right. Here's the Great Commission now. Matthew 28:18-20. Ready? Ready, church?
Yes.
This room is a little bit hot, isn't it? It's hot, right? It's good? It's good? Because three people are sleeping now. Okay. I think it's... All right. So let's read it together, loud voice. Ready?
Amen.
Let's wake them up. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, ready? Begin.
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always. The very end of the age.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
That's better for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. This is the called Great Commission. The God, if you're a believer, now, God did not give this Great Commission to only to His disciples. Actually, God gave this commission to all the believers.
Amen.
If you're a believer, this has been commissioned to you. Amen?
Amen.
So it starts with Jesus came to them, the disciples, and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to you." Okay? And given to me, Jesus Christ. Therefore, go. Everybody say, go.
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 Go. If you don't go, how can they hear the good news?
Right.
We need to go. Amen.
Amen.
Every day we need to go.
Amen.
Going to the street. Going to the market, going to the apartment, and we need to knock and share the gospel. Okay, there's a burden in my heart, brothers, okay? Before this year ends, 2018, we have one more month to go. before this year ends, why don't we challenge ourselves to lead one person to Christ?
Amen.
Because, you know, in a natural realm, every tree, fruit-bearing trees, they bear fruit once a year. Isn't that true? Isn't that right, right? So we also need to bear one fruit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How about that? How about a challenge? Do you like that challenge?
Amen.
If you like it, raise your hand. Oh, I like the challenge, PJ. I'm going to try my best to share the gospel and lead one person to Christ before this year ends. If you have been praying for a certain person, right? This is a time now to activate your heart and your plan and your prayer and your activity, right? You need to first go. Okay, so go and make disciples. Make disciples or teach them to obey. What is this? This is shepherding. We not only need to go and win souls for Christ, but we also need to shepherd them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, remember, brothers and sisters, okay? Jesus asked this question to Peter, right? Do you love me? You know I love you. Feed my sheep. Do you love me? He asked three times, right? Feed my sheep. So listen, shepherding is very, very important. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you know Jesus, you are tasting the goodness of Him. Okay? You don't have to say, oh no, I need to be disciple more. One more year, then I can shepherd. No, you can shepherd right away.
Amen.
By sharing Jesus Christ to the people who are around you. Amen? Look at the Samaritan woman. The moment she met Jesus Christ, her thirst was quenched. And then she went to the neighborhood, went back to her neighborhood, and she shared Jesus Christ. Now that's a shepherding, isn't it? Shepherd starts with going, meeting people, sharing them, encouraging them. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Okay, look at this now. It says, make disciples of all nations. Everybody say all nations.
All nations.
Everybody say all nations.
All nations.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Please understand, Father's heart is all nations. One new man, consisted of all nations. And here we have many nations here, right? Maybe 10 nations. Listen, in Korea we have 206 nations. And God wants us to go and reach out the nations. The nations in Korea, who are living in Korea, they are crying out, oh, give me Jesus. Oh, tell me the truth. Show me the light. I'm in the darkness and I'm suffering. And if you don't go, if we don't go, who will go? We must go and tell them that Jesus Christ is the life. That He is the light. That He is our true satisfaction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Now this Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 is called Abrahamic Covenant. Everybody say Abrahamic Covenant. Okay, now God made a first covenant with Abraham. And this is what God said in Genesis chapter 12 verse 2. Okay, now God not only told this to Abraham, but God is telling you right now, because you're a believer. The moment you believe, you become a descendant of Abraham. Hallelujah. So listen to what God is saying now. Okay, say it. Begin.
I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make you a name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples of earth will be blessed through you.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, beautiful scripture, isn't it? Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you a big nation, huge, great nation. Whoever curses you, I'm going to curse that. Whoever blesses you, I'm going to bless that. And this is what it said, right? All peoples, all nations on earth will be blessed through you. So if you are the descendant of Abraham, guess what? God is speaking the same thing. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
Amen.
Now I heard this when I was in the States 13 years ago. Actually 20 years ago, yeah, God told me, oh, through you, I'm going to bless all nations.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now if God can use me, God can use you. If God can use Apostle Paul, He can use you.
Amen.
Through you, God wants to bless all nations.
Amen.
Now this is called Great Commission.
Amen.
And I believe the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is very near. The return of our Lord Jesus Christ is very near. You know why? Because Matthew 13:38 says, the harvest time is the end of the age. Now we are living in a harvest time. Do you agree with me? Because God sent 206 nations, 2.1 million migrants here to Korea. And there are harvests now. Harvest is plentiful. Brothers and sisters, harvest is plentiful, isn't it? Come on, brothers. We cannot be selfish, just sitting here with ourselves and enjoy all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
And yet, hundreds and thousands of people are dying out there. Oh Lord, just have mercy on us. Now this is a great commission that Jesus told, command, not say, please do it. No, God, Jesus commanded to his disciples, all the disciples, followers of Jesus Christ, right before he was ascended into heaven, right? He said this. It was the last words of Jesus Christ. Isn't it? Go and make disciples. And this was a given to Abraham, right? BC 2000. Way before. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Okay, look at this now. Can we read together? Ready? Begin. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the field. Can you talk to somebody? Somebody, come on. Open your eyes and look at the field. Talk to somebody, come on. Open your eyes and look at the field. Ask somebody, where are you looking? Where are you looking? Huh? Are you looking at the TV all the time? It's called stupid bucks, right? What are you looking? Are you looking at your money all the time? You're counting your money all the time? What are you looking? Are you looking at the sky all the time? What are you looking? Because look, whatever you look at, that's what's going to become. You know the kids, right? They always look at mommy and daddy, right? Mommy, what do you want to become? I want to be mommy if it's girl. If it's boy, what do you want to become? I want to become daddy. Why they are saying it? Because all the time they're looking at their daddy and mommy. You want to become what you're looking at, right? Oh, you know what? Bible is telling us now. Open your eyes because the harvest is plentiful. Harvest is plentiful. Open your eyes and look at the fields. Listen, we love Jesus Christ and we enjoy him. Hallelujah. But you know what? We will look what he's looking at. We will be interested what he's interested at. Right? We will have heart of what his heart is going toward. And that is the field. Praise the Lord. You know, the whole world, listen, brothers and sisters, you know, the whole world, there is no street like the borderless road right there in the Ansan Station. Across from Ansan Station, right? About 300 meters. There's no street like this in the whole world. Did you know that? Except in Australia. Somewhere. I need to go there. There are a little over than 206 nations in Australia. But here in Korea, this called borderless road, there's no street like this. Even in the U.S., anywhere. Where the whole world is coming on the weekend. Saturday night, Sunday, after service, go there. You know that. You've been there, right? You've been there. People from all nations, 206 nations, they're coming here. They're rushing to borderless road in Ansan Station. Why? They can find their culture, their food. Friends, right? And they're just coming without knowing Jesus Christ. And guess what? Heretics. All these heretics, right? They're coming. Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, Shincheonji. You know, all these heretics. They're coming here, going there to get these people. How about us? One who truly knows our Lord Jesus Christ. One who truly knows the truth. We even know the God's economy. We even know the God's desire. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. This is a season, my brothers and sisters. I want to challenge, including myself. This is a good season. The month of December. Everybody's looking for Jesus. Everybody's looking for the light. Oh, we need to tell them. Jesus is the life. Amen. Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether they listen or not, it's not up to you. Whether they accept Jesus Christ or not, it's not up to you. But it is up to us to share the gospel, to be his witness. what we have seen, what we have heard, we need to go and preach it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Open your eyes. Come on, say, open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Amen.
Open your eyes. What are you looking at? Because everything that you're looking at besides Jesus Christ, guess what? Everything you look at outside of Jesus Christ is a shadow and it will be gone.
Amen.
You know that. You know that. Come on, brothers and sisters, wake up. Do not be consumed with the shadow of your life. Stick it. Okay, focus. Concentrate on the reality. And Jesus Christ is a reality.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If God takes away, take away your life today. I don't want that, of course. I love you, brothers.
Amen.
I want more church life with you more. But what if God takes away your life? Take away your life today. Hey, your time is up. Come, welcome, my son. When you stand before God, what are you going to say? I was very busy with my life. How many people you led to Christ? Oh, let me think. Scratch your head. Let me think. I'm not sure if I have. How many people you shepherd? I'm not sure if I... It's too late to say that. We are living in an age of harvest. Matthew 13:38. Harvest time is the end of the age. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the bride is getting ready. The corporate bride is getting ready. We must be awake. Get ready for the bridegroom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Next verse, right? Matthew 13:39. Here's, see, I've been saying this all the time, right? Begin. The harvest is the end of the age. Amen. One more time. The harvest is the?
End of the age.
So, brothers, sisters, harvest is the end of the age. Let's participate this harvest. Because it's worth it. One life to live. Soon be passed. What's done for Christ will last forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Repeat after me, please. One life to live.
Soon be passed.
What's done for Christ
will last forever.
Hallelujah. This is a wise living. Next. Alright? Oh, what happened? Okay. Luke 14:23. Ready? Begin.
And the Lord said unto the servant, Go all things are highways and high hedges, and compel them to come in that my house may be built.
Good, good. Nah, I didn't even say it, but he understood what I said. Oh, Lord Jesus. Look at 14:23. Listen. The Lord said unto the servant, Go out now. Right? Same concept. Go, go, go. Jesus went out of his kingdom, right? And came into this earth and saved us. Hallelujah. Now, in order for the world to be saved, we need to go. Hallelujah. If we stay at home all the time, people are perishing. People are end up in the lake of fire. We are responsible. We are his body. Hallelujah. Oh, so he said, go out into the highways. In other words, roads and hedges, country lanes. Go out into the road, all right? The country lane, road and lanes. He's talking about going to everywhere. That's the idea. Going to everywhere. And look at this. The key word there is compel. Compel them to come in. Everybody say compel.
Compel.
Everybody say compel.
Compel.
Now this word in Greek means, compel means force. Force them. Wow. When I found out this word, I was ashamed. And I repent. Many times I go outside and share the gospel. When I go, I say, and then they say like, they're not too sure, whatever. And then my attitude is, okay, if you don't want it, forget it. If you don't want to forget it, I go. Now that's not compelling. That's not compelling. Compel means force them to come. Now, we have this concept, right? Am I right? Now, we have this concept in the teaching of the Christianity. Always be gentle, be nice, okay? Be good, don't offend anybody. So we have that concept in us, right? Me too, I have that. Grew up in America, you have to respect other people. You know what I'm saying? Don't offend anybody. Be nice, gentle, gentlemen, ladies first. You know, that's my culture. But Bible says, go out into the lanes and cities and roads and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Hallelujah. Oh, you know what? When you love Jesus to the uttermost, you become crazy for him. We will become crazy lovers. Oh, I like this expression. Crazy lovers of Jesus Christ. How many of you here want to be crazy lovers of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Oh, look. If you are crazy, you want to really experience freedom? Freedom? Really experience joy? If Christ is here, when you only one leg is inside Christ, and other leg is in the world, you're not going to experience authentic, true joy. You know what I'm saying? We have that in our mind saying, hey, if I give everything to God, I'm not going to, where's mine? If I give all the time, every time to him, where's mine? No, I'm going to be, no, I want my own life. But that's deceiving. Brothers and sisters, when you give not 50%, one leg, both leg you give yourselves, totally surrender to Jesus Christ. This is the secret. Then you're going to experience a total freedom and joy. Ecstasy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you know what? I want to be known as a crazy lover of Jesus Christ. I want to be crazy people for Jesus. You want to be crazy lover for Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because crazy people do not care about themselves. How other people look at them. How other people think about them. I don't care how other people think about me. No! What I care is my Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, who rose again, and who now lives in me as a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guess what? The world is not looking for lukewarm Christians. The world is not looking for Sunday Christians. The world is looking for crazy lovers of Jesus Christ. And you know what? You know what? We got to have that burning desire. Right? Burning desire of the house of God. My house may be filled. Oh, you know what? The house is everything to God. The whole Bible starts with the house. Garden of Eden, right? Garden of Eden. With a tent, tabernacle, temple. Now Jesus Christ came in as a tabernacle. Now he died, he rose again. Now our body is a living temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now church is a dwelling place of God. Now it will consume it in New Jerusalem. The entire Bible is talking about the house of God. Psalm 23, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be want. And then it goes, the ending verse is what? I shall dwell in the house of God forever. God's zealous. God is zealous. God is passionate and burning desire for his own house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And God says, my house needs to be filled. Listen, God's house, the church, must be filled. And that's why God said, go out anywhere. Lanes now, everywhere. Just bring people in because time is up. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Time is about to close!
Amen.
The entire history of the humanity is about to close!
Amen.
You know, when you go to movie theater, the old time, right? The curtain, right? Remember that, those days? The curtain opens and the movie starts. We don't have those things now, right? When the movie's finished, curtain, close. Now, the curtain of the entire humanity, history of humanity is about to, before that, we need to be zealous for his house and fill it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a good time to fill this empty spot here. Well, this is not a big space, right? That's filled with God's people because he's coming. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Talk to somebody. Let's fill the house of God. Amen. So because this is it. 2 Corinthians 5:14. Let's read it together. Begin. The Christ of love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died. You know, Christ's love compels us. We must compel people to come in because Christ's love is there. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I love this next phrase. Do you have that next quote? Okay. Okay. This is even harder now. Okay, no, we stick it. Okay, Luke 14, 26 now. Read it, please. Begin. If anyone comes to me, does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children,
his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own wife, he cannot be my disciple.
Oh, everybody say, oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
this is a tough scripture, right? Tough verse, isn't it? You might say, I thought God wants us to love everybody and respect and honor my parents and love my wife and my husband. All well, what's going on here? What's going on here? Is God contradict himself? Oh, Lord Jesus, listen. You cannot be my disciple. There's a price to pay. You want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? There's a price to pay. We have to love Jesus, enjoy Jesus above our physical father. Above our physical mother, our wife and husband and children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, human love needs to be crucified. Because human love is in soul, not in spirit. Human love, right? Natural love, natural affection, natural relationship. All those needs to be crucified. And Jesus has to be above all those things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know why? Because Jesus is the only reality. Let me tell you something. My wife is here and I'm married to her. She's married to me, right? Now, this marriage relationship is only a shadow of the Christ in the church. Hallelujah. Is your eyes open? Huh? We are only the shadow pointing to the reality, Christ in the church. Hallelujah. Our mother and father and the relationship with us, also a shadow of the true Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Are you getting it? Jesus Christ, the reality in the church.
Amen.
Everything else is a shadow, is pointing to that reality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, he's saying, hey, this does not mean really hate your father and mother. No, he's not saying. Huh? You must love Jesus to the uttermost, to the degree where nothing matters, but only Christ matters in your life entirely, completely. Lord Jesus, amen. There's another scripture in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37-39 says, he who loves father or mother above me is not worthy of me. You see, we need this is the same verse, same message. We need to love Jesus above. Oh, Lord Jesus, may God speak to all of us today. We need to love Jesus above your wife, above your husband, above your children, above your career, above your own interests. Above your dream, let Jesus be the highest. Hallelujah. It is then you will say, my life is content. My life is content. And I'm filled with God's commission, God's task. Remember last Sunday? God's economical power. It's already in the body. If I have a proper relationship with the body and I claim it by faith, it's mine. It's yours. When we go out, the power of the gospel will come forth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think the last verse. Galatians 6, 9. Ready? Begin. Let us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us not become weary in doing good. What's doing good? Yes, witnessing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sharing the love of Jesus Christ. Propagation. Amen.
Amen.
For at the proper time, we will reap harvest. If we do not, give up. Do you have anybody in your life that you want to lead him or her to Christ? As long as you don't give up, as long as you persistently bother him or her, he will be saved. Did you hear me? Because we give up, we lose many people, right? Don't give up. Because God never gave up on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This month of December, open your eyes. See who's missing around you. Who needs Jesus? Go after them. Buy lunch for them. Talk to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Call them. Meet them. and compel them. Hallelujah. What's the word compel means? Force. Why? Because if you give up, if you don't compel them, they might end up in the lake of fire, right? Therefore, we must compel them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we just spend 1 minute or so? I know you have. Don't tell me. Oh, Brother Paul, I don't have anybody I can think of whom I can lead them to Christ. No, you have. Now close your eyes and just think of, you pray in your spirit, Lord, who is the one that you want me to lead them to Christ? You think about those people. And then in your spirit, you pray, Lord, I'm determined. I want to go and share the gospel. Empower me with the economic power. Hallelujah. Pray now. You pray now. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.